Good morning. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The date is February 16, 2023, and the time is 10 a.m. Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call?
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Revard.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn. Congressman Potts. Second Speaker Shaw.
Present. We do have a quorum. Thank you. Next on the agenda is the prayer, and I've asked our budget analyst, Jordan Frazier, to say the prayer for us this morning.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes. You have the minutes from our January 18, 2023 meeting. Please take a moment to review.
Move to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. The minutes of January 18, 2023 are approved. Thank you, committee. Next on the agenda, number five, payables. We do have one payable to approve today. Before we do that, however, I'm going to ask our budget analyst, Mr. Frazier, to go over the budget. This was sent out to Congress yesterday, I believe, but he's going to provide us with an update of the congressional budget.
Good morning, committee. An update on the legislative branch budgets was sent out for your review yesterday afternoon at 4:35 p.m. There were three issues I noticed while reviewing the budgets. First, as of February 14th, the operations expense line only had about 7% of its budgeted funds remaining. Primarily, this is because Treasury has changed what an allowable expense from the equipment acquisition line is. Desks have been ordered for Congress that in the past would have been paid for using the equipment acquisition line. Now Treasury requires these expenses to come out of the operations expense line. To address this, there could be a line item shift from equipment acquisition to operations expense and IDC. Regarding those desks, I spoke with the furniture vendor yesterday, and the desk should be out for delivery within the next week or two. The second issue, expenses from the occupancy line have exceeded what was budgeted. This is because Congress has been charged too much for space cost. Specifically, Congress is being charged for portions of the bank building that are supposed to be used by CDFI. Treasury and Tribal Works have been notified, and I've requested that Congress budget be reimbursed for these these excess charges to the space cost line. In OFPR's budget, there was one issue. OFPR is being charged phone expenses. I've submitted a request to Treasury to have those reimbursed as well. But everything else looks good.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Committee, what questions do you have regarding the budget at this point?
Chair, this is Revard.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman Revard.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the update, Jordan. I did review both of those and this morning, and I was wondering if Treasury may have provided a deadline when they will get the adjustments made.
Ma'am.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Stabler.
As a follow-up to that, don't we have to request a modification?
In the past, the second speaker has requested a modification, or I've asked for one and they approve, and then I just send it into Treasury. It hasn't required a motion.
Okay.
And Madam Chair, to follow up on Congresswoman Rebard's question a little bit more. They haven't agreed to reimburse anything yet. I've just requested the reimbursements. They did indicate, the accountant who does space costs did indicate that it would be probable that we would get reimbursed for space cost on from January 1st forward at least, because that's when the lease with CDFI was signed. But I'm requesting that space costs be reimbursed for the full fiscal year, because when Congress was developing its budget, they were provided with support documentation that said CDFI would be using the bank building for the full fiscal year. So I think Congress should receive reimbursement from October 1st forward.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Congresswoman Stapler.
On this change in policy for Treasury, have you all been notified of these changes as they come through?
I don't recall when we were notified. But
you do remember being notified?
It may have been notification after we submitted request for payment on these.
Okay.
I don't recall. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Do you know the dollar amount of the reimbursement to us?
No, ma'am.
Thank you.
I have one other question.
Yes, Congresswoman, I apologize.
No, that's all right. So under it, since now furniture is coming out of operations expense, what line item is it coming out of under operations?
Program supplies. GL 5540.
Same as supplies. Okay.
Any additional questions for Mr. Frazier? Mr. Frazier, thank you so much for the update, and if you could just keep us apprised of the issues that we discussed today, we would appreciate it. We have one payable. As I stated earlier, it is a code publishing invoice in the amount of $125.70. This is, it's one from August 30 of 2021, from what I understand, when code publishing changed companies or changed names. This one somehow fell through the cracks, so it is late getting to them, so I'm hoping that we can get an approval today.
Move to appropriate, excuse me. What is it we say, move to approve the payment to Code Publishing invoice number 70479. And the amount, okay, in the amount of $125.70.
I'll second for discussion.
Thank you. What discussion do you have?
I don't know that, I think that you have the authority, the limit to approve this without CA approval, if I'm not mistaken, since it's for just $125.70. I don't believe that you would need CA approval, but I may be mistaken.
Congresswoman, from what I understand, co-publishing, because it comes out of the revolving account, does have to be approved by CA. That's what I've been told. Mr. Gill, can you confirm that?
Well, I I'll have to take a look at the revolving fund, I guess, to see if that's actually the case. I don't know off the top of my head.
Thank you, Mr. Frazier. Do you have anything to add to that?
I'm looking to see if I can find it.
And Congresswoman, when I first became second speaker, that was one of the questions I asked. When the first code publishing invoice came onto the radar, because it is within the second speaker's authority amount, but that's what I was told at that time.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Frazier.
26 ONC 16102D says, expenditures out of the Osage Nation Code Fund shall be directed by the Osage Nation Congress through its designated congressional committee.
Okay, thank you. Committee, any questions regarding that? That does seem clear to me that we would need to go ahead and make approval from CA. Any other discussion? Okay, we will vote on the motion to approve invoice number 70479, $425.70. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Thank you very much. The invoice has been approved. Number six on the agenda, congressional building updates. First, we will ask for an update on the upstairs work at 104 West Main Street. I believe that we have, looks like Jennifer's on the line. Also, Ms. Heron, or is that Mr. Johnson? Mr. Johnson, Mr. Sait Bahoodle, either of you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. This is Silas.
Thank you, Silas. Could you go ahead and give us a quick update on the work at 104 West Main?
Okay, is that your current chambers right there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's a project upstairs, which is a structural assessment. We're negotiating a price with 360 Engineering to do that work. Downstairs, there's a contractor coming tomorrow to take a look around and inspect and give us a price on that. We bid that out, but didn't get any responses.
Thank you very much. So what are, now on the upstairs, the structural assessment from, what did you say the name of the company was, 360?
360 Engineering.
Okay, so they're going to come and take a look at the structure upstairs to make sure that we can do something or see what type of barriers there may be to a project, right?
Correct.
Silas, can you give us a timeline on when that might be?
Oh, let's see. Generally, to get stamped drawings, it takes a little while. Well, I'd say, let's see. I wouldn't say more than 30 days to get that back. Generally in a project, you get 120 days for an engineer to stamp, but that's three disciplines. This one here is just one discipline, so it might just take 30. I'm pretty sure it'll just take 30 days, no more than that.
Okay, thank you. And that is for the upstairs structural assessment.
And I can call them and double check.
Okay, I appreciate that. If you could just keep me advised.
Sure.
Committee, what questions do you have for Mr. Sait Bahoodle on the work or projected work in our building?
Chair, this is Rebar.
Yes, go ahead, Congresswoman.
Yes, thank you. So kind of as we have with the legislative building, I think that maybe the committee would consider having second speaker be the liaison for the upstairs renovation so that she can get updates from travel development and procurement, so that way that they know who they're to be, who the point of contact is. And I would just recommend that be second speaker, and then I'll continue serving as the liaison for the legislative building. That's just a comment. I think it helps with communication.
I agree, committee. What other comments do you have regarding that? I do think it may be a bit confusing. This way we can clarify who the contact person is for each project. Any other discussion comments? If the committee is in agreement with that, that is how we will move forward. Mr. Saipoodle, if that's okay with you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate the update. Next, we have the new construction. Congresswoman Rivard, as she stated, is the liaison. So, Congresswoman Rivard, you have the floor.
Okay, thank you, Second Speaker. So, Trey and I attended the kickoff meeting for the legislative branch with the A&E company that was selected. And I had Caitlin send that information out to you this morning. This is one of the steps that includes the proposal for the A&E company. And I received an update from Claire. So as we move forward, you know, some of the function right now is in procurement. And so they'll start negotiating with the company on their fee. And as you know, we've appropriated money for the A&E services. And during the kickoff meeting, we just went over, you know, the location, as you all know, was chosen a while back. We were given three options and the committee chose one that's up around the roundabout up on the campus. And we provided that information to the company and went over the detail in the actual scope that was sent out in the RFQ. And so that's kind of where we are now. It was a really good meeting. I felt like Ray and I learned a lot from that meeting. And as we go forward, the last update that I had was from Claire that she has reached out to Seltzer Schaefer, and they should be providing us with a, I guess they call it a B-101 contract soon. And as soon as she gets that, she'll send it to the AG for review and then send it back, I guess, to us for signature. And that's where we are right now. She's not able to really provide a timeline because it's, of course, going to be sitting with the A&E company. And then we'll get to the AG. That's as much as I can tell you about a timeline. So
thank
that's
you,
all I have, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman. Any questions? Okay, thank you. Next on the agenda, number 7, OFPR. I just wanted to provide you with a quick update. As you know, the annual audit plan has been approved by the floor of Congress. The OFPR team did have on January 31st a kickoff meeting with Treasury and Executive. So they are proceeding initially with enterprise risk assessment and credit card review. So as soon as they have had time to complete the review, they will keep us updated. I don't have a written update from them yet, but I don't think that they've had the time to do that. I think they said it would be, you know, would take them a couple months to get through that process. So if you have any questions on OFPR, I'm here to take them from you and take them back to Moss Adams.
Chair, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So with the audit plan that we approved, are they, where are they going to begin doing is it going to be with Treasury or?
Yes. Yes, they're going to begin with Treasury. Yes, ma'am.
And what would that be?
Go ahead. I apologize.
I'm sorry. And what would that entail? What's the first thing they're going to do?
Well, they're going to run two separate tracks at the same time, the enterprise risk assessment and overall assessment of what risk there might be for the nation from a financial standpoint, and then, of course, the credit card. So they're going to be taking care of both of those things at the same time. And if you look back to the approved audit plan, it kind of shows specifically what actions will be taken. During that period, I'll be happy to pull it up if you'd like me to.
I think that would be good if the committee agrees. Is that something we could share so we could see the, kind of remind ourselves of the audit plan?
Yeah, hold on just a moment. Let me pull that up here. The enterprise risk assessment consists of, let me see, I'll just read the scope to you. We'll conduct an enterprise risk assessment to identify areas of greatest operational risk and select key topics for future performance audits. As a part of this work, we will perform interviews and focus groups, conduct an all-staff survey, and review organizational documents and data. We will compile the results of the analysis into an enterprise risk assessment report that will allow tribal management to understand findings and ultimately allocate appropriate resources to mitigate risks. Examples of areas of focus include the following: accounting and financial reporting, asset management, capital programs, compliance, fraud, waste, and abuse, funding and economics, governance and management, human resources, internal controls, operations and service delivery, organization and staffing, processes, procurement, public safety, risk management, technology. Said that this section of their scope will take 3 to 4 months once the interviews are scheduled. They'll provide us with recommendations for implementation of new processes and remediation of existing practices to address the risk highlighted in the analysis. So they'll be doing that along with a credit card internal audit. They will obtain an understanding of the procedures and controls in place for issuing credit cards to employees, tracking cards issued, and reconciling credit card statements. We will research applicable laws, policies, and procedures and best practices related to credit card usage, cardholder responsibilities, and related expense/receipt reporting. Specific procedures to be performed may include, but not limited to, assess the current processes and controls to identify what is working well and what is not working, where the system is prone to errors and where inconsistencies exist. Evaluate spending trends by cardholder and by position and level. This may include evaluating the spending volume, types of expenses incurred, and other. Dependent on the level of reporting available, this may be performed for all credit card transactions or the samples of cardholders selected below. For a sample of credit cardholders, we will obtain up to 3 years of credit card statements along with all supporting documentation available, and evaluate whether transactions are properly supported and expenses appear reasonable based on applicable laws and policies identified. Depending on the volume of transactions, detailed testing may be done on a sample basis based on identified risk areas. Develop recommendations to enhance internal controls and credit card usage and improve efficiency and effectiveness. Update or expand on existing policy and procedures and implement best practices. Discuss recommendations with management and adjust as needed. and finally provide a report on the findings and recommendations. So both of those items, like I said, they'll be doing them alongside each other at the same time. This will take 3 to 4 months before we have the written reports on both of them, but they are going to give us updates along the way.
Well, thank you, Chair. I appreciate that. I was just wanting to remind myself of the audit plan, and so they're going to start with Treasury.
Yes, that is correct. And I'll go ahead and send out the audit plan again to make sure that everyone kind of has it at the top of their mind, and email feed, but that they're going to follow strictly the approved audit plan. Any other questions, committee? Thank you. The next item on the agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. Committee, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate your efforts and have a great day.
Okay, thank you, second speaker.
Thank you.